it's time now for this week's chapter spotlight, and for that we head to Iowa. The Sibley Ocheden FFA chapter in Sibley, Iowa, describes how, when the school board said no, students took matters into their own hands to expand their ag education program.
Beginning in 1936, the Sibley Ocheden FFA chapter started with a few members. As the American agriculture industry grew and diversified from its humble beginnings, the chapter is becoming the largest one in the state. Now with a chapter membership of over 125, it is important for the SOFFA chapter to keep up with its growth. In the past couple of years, the chapter has added 13 new programs and activities onto all of the many other community service and leadership activities we already do. So with a project started by students, we are embarking on expanding the Sibley Ocheden Agriculture Education Program, a fundraising campaign to raise up to $400,000 to hire a second instructor for the Ag program. Not only will this addition provide numerous opportunities for students, it will also expand the Ag program into the middle school, giving tomorrow's leaders an even earlier start.
I was compelled to work on this project to get another Ag teacher because the request came from the students. Didn't come from the administration, didn't come from the school board, didn't come from the teacher necessarily. The request came from four of the very educated, well-trained leadership team students who came to the community and said, these are the kind of experiences we'd like to have in our school. It's a rare event today that you have young people coming to you asking for more work. Young people who are coming to you willing to do more work. That's what they did. So how can we turn our back on students who want more educational experiences? We just can't do that.
The SOFFA chapter did have two teachers back in the 1990s. We had come off of kind of the farm crisis of the 80s, and we had just unbelievable amounts of numbers coming in. Unfortunately, when he left, we were unable to replace him with a suitable replacement, and we went back to one instructor due to budget reasons. There's the interest that we have here in this program that's second to none. Well over 50% of the high school student body is a part of the FFA and a part of ag classes. And the big thing I think that we're looking at right now is we're not reaching the number of students that we really possibly could. We're this large of a chapter despite the fact that we really have no junior high program. And a lot of programs throughout the state of Iowa, the larger ones, actually have both junior high and high school programs. It just seems only practical that a two-person department would be a natural for Sibley Ocheden.
By securing a second ag instructor, the students are going to benefit so much. I can't even start to quantify the results that we're going to see from this. The level of content knowledge is going to go up significantly. Students are going to be able to be partnered up with other peers who have similar interests, will be able to go out into the community to interact with business leaders. Students will also be able to do more advanced, high-level skills because of the smaller classroom setting.
Possible new course offerings: Ag 1 and Ag 2, Large and Small Animal Science, Plant Science Agronomy, Global Agricultural Entrepreneurship, Agricultural Mechanics, Meat and Dairy Science, Natural Resources and Wildlife Management, and Agricultural Leadership.
Well, congratulations to those young people for stepping up and doing something that they believed in.